Morning. Remember this coming week that Craig is down in Mexico and he's giving some talks to the people down there, and so keep him in your prayers. And also I'd like to remember that Dr. Lewis Johnson died this week, who was extremely formative in my life for theology and Bible study. And so we remember him. Let's open with prayer. Father, I pray for Craig. We'll be in John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. I've titled this message, "We've Got Life Figured Out Exactly Wrong. Our Perspective is Perfectly Twisted." A while ago, it was a couple years ago, and the details are a little vague still in my mind, but I was, one evening I was playing chess with my chess coach, and we were practicing the French Open. We had read the book and see how you open the French move, and so we had introduced the whole move, and I forget how many moves it takes to introduce that, the French Open, and then we decided, well, let's see, we'll just continue the game and see how it works out. And so I got really excited. I see how far I can go before he stomps on me. And so we kept playing, and my coach moved his queen right in line with my bishop. And I looked at it, and no, I couldn't be. There's something going on here. And I made sure that if I moved my bishop, my king wasn't open to something, and sure enough, it wasn't. And I thought, what is he doing? He must have slipped a cog. And so I was ecstatic about this move, and I thought, boy, I'm going to nail him, and I'm going to give him the most wicked blow he has ever received in chess. And so I moved my bishop, and I took his queen, and boy, was I ecstatic. And sure enough, two moves later, he checkmated me. And I was like, I wondered, where did this come from? And he did what to me was the unthinkable. To me, I would define, if you move your queen and you sacrifice your queen, to me, that is what is called an exactly the wrong move. You never, never give up your queen. It's your most prized possession. But I think my coach had a little more depth in that he realized that sometimes it's worth sacrificing your most prized possession to finish the game well. His move grated on my soul because it's just not right to give up your queen like that. It went against the grain of my mind. It went against everything I had learned up to that point. And so I would say he made exactly the wrong move. But then when I lost, I asked myself, well, maybe, Cabe, you have it exactly wrong. And I think that's the point of the passage this morning is the passage is about foot washing, and Christ is going to illustrate a very strong point, and that point is that we have life figured out exactly wrong. And he's going to try to twist it back to where it's supposed to be. Our perspective is twisted because of the fall, and he's trying to reverse that twist, and that's the point of the passage. You will find in John 12, verse 25, what I think is Christ's point in 13. 12:25 says, "He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life." If anything grates against your soul, if anything goes against the grain